Just I knew because of some of the information I'm just going to share with you in a few minutes that there's kind of a uniqueness to this service this morning. In a week, we're going to have a business meeting, and that sounds kind of formal, but I don't want it to be that way. And last week, we brought it up. For those of you who are members, legal members, you got letters in your mailboxes, so you know a little bit, but here's what I want to share with you. We have been given an opportunity. Let me back up just a little bit because I want to reiterate what I said last week. We had another ministry come in and help us to do an assessment of facilities and ministries, and they just kind of helped us to just, they stood back and watched us a little bit and helped us to just kind of understand, because part of our dilemma was the growth that we're experiencing. And I'm sorry for using that in the terms of dilemma, because a lot of churches would love to have this dilemma. Nonetheless, it's about the responsibility that we feel. That every person that comes into this place, I feel a sense of spiritual responsibility to you. That, in fact, you're coming here for a reason, and it's not, we don't sell pizza here. We don't have a donut shop or anything like that. Maybe Sunday school you can get a muffin or whatever. But the reason that we gather in this place is that the Lord would be glorified. And so here we are. We found ourselves on 4.5 acres with this building, and we found ourselves somewhat restricted because at this point the farmer, justifiably so, has told us His land is tied up in a trust, and he's got other family members that are involved in it. But when the farmer bought this land, he promised the lady that sold it to him that as long as he was alive, he would use it, he would farm it. And I know him, and one of the things he told me is he gives to missions out of the money, out of the crops that are. So isn't that kind of unique? And of course, my words to him were, I want to keep it in ministry, okay? Just sell us some of it and we'll keep it in ministry. So after, you know, I told him, pray about it. Just pray about it, talk about it. So he talked about it with his family members, and this is almost 2 years back. And at this point, he's saying, well, you know, don't call me, I'll call you, when in fact it's supposed to happen. So we've kind of been waiting on that. Well, in the meantime, we feel like it wouldn't be good for us as a board or a people to just build onto this property right now, because if we had a certain percentage on this little, really all we have is if you go out these back doors, there's a little piece of grass here. That's all we got left. We're on 4.5 acres, and we've been trying to use everything we have to the absolute maximum capacity. I had suggested to the staff that underneath this platform there's some square footage that isn't being used. And I don't know if we have short enough people, maybe nurseries or something under there. But other than that, I don't know where else we can go. And so what's happened over the last about 3 weeks is we've been offered an opportunity that's not right here, but it's over on the west side of Lapeer County. And there's a school there that the Lapeer schools are closing a couple of the schools down. And I originally said, no, not interested because of the location. And I'll preface this by saying the last thing I'm going to let happen is a disruption of what we're doing here. And so I just kind of discounted that initially. And I said, now, you know, I'm thinking about all the people that are, if you take 24 and 69, we've got quite a large segment of people that are in this area. I mean, all the way up to the, let's see, what's the farthest north we have here? Brown City, that's kind of that way, but how about north? Where? Silverwood, yes. We've got some from Silverwood. We've got Brown City. We got people that are already driving. What's your drive time? 30 minutes. And that's about the same with the Titcombs and the Coils, probably about the same in that. So I have no desire to just kind of disrupt that or put more of a drive time or burden on them. So we're just trying to figure this out. But here's the presentation that's been given to us. The school is shutting down. It's on Coldwater Road in Elba. If the best, you can either go around Bronson Lake and get there this way. It's not far from where the Meoaks are, so you know where the school is anyways. But just to give you a picture in your head, if you're taking 69 as an example and you come north on Elba Road and drive all the way up to Coldwater Road, which is about four and a half miles north yet, it's kind of a rural setting for sure. But it was an elementary school that they just shut down not too long from now, but or too far back. But we're thinking it's somewhere around 32 acres is this, and it might even be more than that because they might have also have another section that's about another 5 to 6 acres on top of that. The building itself was built in 72. And they've done a lot of work to it since that time, so it's reasonably secure. It's 29,000 square feet, which is about 10,000 square feet more than this. And it really kind of came to us versus me going to it. I sent Bill Bennett out to just kind of look for properties available and buildings that are right in here. And we've been looking, and we've been checking things out and looking at property, and I kept feeling like, man, everything is so restricted. We actually went and walked through the old white building as well, walked through that, said, Lord, what do you have? What do you have for us? I just think you're doing so much. And so long story short is this. We made an offer, which doesn't mean purchase. It just means I've got to figure out where this whole thing is at. And the reason I'm sharing this now is because I want us to have a week of prayer and fasting. Just because something looks good doesn't mean it is. You know what I'm saying? And so we're going to take this before the Lord, and we're going to let Him kind of lead this whole thing. I made an offer this past week, $140,000 for this. And it looks like they're really interested in taking that offer. That comes to about $4.50 a square foot. For any of you who know anything about properties and buildings, this is kind of a... I had our district and superintendent, and we also, Sue and I sat down with a missionary a couple weeks ago, and he's like, well, Dan, that doesn't even take faith. I said, I know, but the Lord knows how fragile I am, you know. He knows how controlling I am over all of these situations. But like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a good thing for us. You know, at this point, I'm feeling an excitement about the possibilities. And you know, you can imagine the staff and the board members and everybody, their minds are going 100 miles an hour. It's got a small gymnasium. It's got lots of classrooms. It's got a big area in the center of about 7,000 square feet, which is about 3,000 square feet more than this area right here. So it just gives you a little bit of an idea. So one thing I do know in my heart is I have no intention at this point of taking Lapeer Assembly of God and moving it in location. I just don't think that would be a good thing for us to do at this point. So my intention is if the membership decides that this is the right thing for us, we'll go ahead and purchase the building, and then we'll figure out what the Lord has for us. I mean, it's got endless possibilities. The property is there. It's, you know, 32 plus acres. You have, it's obviously, it was a school. There's not a lot in me. I was part of a Christian school experience, and it was painful. So I find myself very resistant to that idea. On the other hand, we have people in this church that are not so resistive, starting with my own wife, by the way. And there's a lot of other ones that you probably have the strength to drag me kicking and screaming on that topic. But so endless possibilities. I mean, one of the shifts that's happening in church culture right now is satellite churches. And what that looks like is where a pastor will pastor multiple places using technologies and stuff like that. So we'll have all kinds of considerations. But the first thing is this: is it the right thing for this body? That's all I want to know initially. Is this part of God's leading for us as a church? One of the things, for those of you who have been part of this church for a while, you see one of the things we've been doing is we have, in many respects, sacrificed of ourselves to revitalize other churches. Almost over 10 years ago, we sent a group of people and an associate to Columbiaville Assembly of God to revitalize that church. And then it's been about 5 years since we sent 75 people and an associate to Romeo. And if you ever want to know the story of what went through my pastoral heart at that point, it was agonizing. Not because I felt selfish about it, but because we're really about relationships here. And it really was a sacrificial act on the part of this body. And so the Lord just did just amazing things. I mean, we saw like an $80,000 shift in 1 week. I mean, that was what was leaving this body to go to another church. That was the faithfulness of tithes and offerings to the ones who had committed to go. $80,000 was going to be removed from our budget in a day's time in transfer. The rest of the story is this church didn't see one penny drop. Not even the next month. We never saw a decrease in income. This church has been faithful to missions, and those who come and speak, and missionaries who come and speak, these people leave abundantly blessed. We had an offering for a missionary on a Wednesday night one time, and I'm not boasting about the amounts, I'm boasting about the people. We had a missionary that came here and they walked away with an $8,000 offering on a Wednesday night. You can imagine these people, their jaws were on the floor. So I'm not surprised by the potential of the Lord bringing to us a blessing like this. I wouldn't be surprised if, in fact, we walk this direction and we end up having this building almost given to us for use of ministry. The public school saying to us, would you please take this building? All right. The writing's in the sky. And I'm not trying to lead the witness. Trust me, I'm not trying to set you up for a vote next week. I'm trying to set you up for the possibilities of what the Lord might have for us. So my heart is open, and you can imagine my mind and my spirit has been just screaming over the last 3 weeks trying to figure it all out. And for a guy that's always got to have his duckies in a row, this is quite an interesting opportunity. So anyways, this is about this people, this is about this body, and like I said, I want every one of you to know that my heart is for this body of people, and I'm not gonna do anything that disrupts this. If we have to stay intact just like we are for 2 or 3 years or whatever, just like we see it, if we have to still go to multiple services here until we know that we know that we know what the Lord wants us to do, I mean, you know, there's a lot of ministry that can still happen in that place irrespective of what we do here. But we got to know. We've got to know. Because there's a beautiful thing that the Lord is doing in our midst. And the last thing I'm going to do is do anything that would create a divisiveness or a separation that would happen among us. So for those of you who are to the north and to the east, don't get your hearts worked up too much. But I told you where it is because maybe throughout the next week you might even want to take a drive over there and drive in. Yes, Andy. Yes, that's the one. So if you head north on Elba Road, it actually comes to a T. Yeah, there's a little gas station. If you're coming north on Elba, there's a little gas station right there. And you turn east. You turn right on Coldwater Road. It's not that small one just to the right. Yeah, it's farther north. Yeah, because there is a gas station there on the corner of Elba and Coldwater. That both of them did, yeah. But this is the bigger one. So yeah, you can. Seton Elementary is, so you can actually Google it or do all that stuff. You know, with technology, you can actually go there by satellite. How cool is that? And you'll see the school there, but you'll also see a big pond area off in the upper corner. If you Google it, and that also is part of the property, so it's kind of almost an L shape piece of property. But so that's what that looks like. Now, about the meeting next week, and for those of you that maybe are visitors, you know, thank you for allowing me this time. And I realize that this is seems more business, maybe, but it's really not in my heart. It has to do with who we are as a church and what the Lord is calling us to do. There maybe are some of you that are reasonably new to the church, let's say in the last year or two. My question has always been, what is God's intent for you in this body, even in terms of not where we are, but where are we going? How does God want to use you in the processes of how he wants to use this family of believers for the sake of his kingdom? So our meeting is going to be at 1 o'clock next Sunday, okay? The reason I'm putting it in at 1 o'clock, because it will give some options here. One option is that some of you can just run down and get a quick bite to eat if you want, but we also are going to provide a light lunch in here. Part of the dilemma with that is we have over 180 adult members, and our fellowship hall doesn't hold 180. So that's the reason that I need for you to sign up if you're going to stay for the luncheon, okay? Because here's what's going to happen. Those who are on the list will eat. Did I make myself clear? Those on the list have preference. The rest of you will be cast out to where there will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. All right. And my encouragement is that you find other arrangements for your children. And I realize in some cases I've already heard where one of the mom and dad is staying and the other one's going with the kids. If in the event that you both are going to be here, we will try to provide something for the kids as well. There will be a suggested donation of about $3 to help us just cover some of the cost. Let me make sure that I'm covering everything. So Lori will be the one that you will tell. Lori, are you in here right now? Yeah, stand up for a minute just so that everybody knows. If you will let her know whether you are going to be here for the lunch or not, we would appreciate that. Okay. Let me just give you what I'll call a quick devotion and an encouragement. What? You guys are something. That's not really the Google shot, though, is it? Anyways, that's Coldwater right there. Surrounded by a lot of lakes, and like I said, it is kind of a rural way. Part of the dilemma that I saw in the beginning was that it had no direct routes. You know, It's like it sits out there in Nowheresville. And for those of you who live in Nowheresville, you know that you kind of do one of these to get to the church. It's probably less than a half a mile from you guys, I would guess. What do you want from us, Lord, this morning? You know what? I don't want to lengthen our service just because. I want to stay in the spirit of what we're at right now. And let's just, worship team, come on back up. Let's just do that. And what we're going to do is we're going to end our service kind of the way that we have begun it. And I want to invite you to a place where you're going to make a conscious effort to pray and fast this week. Okay? We want the Lord's perfect will for us. We're not trying to build a kingdom on this earth. I am not trying to build a name for myself. You'll notice on the sign out there, Pastor Dan Berger is not on the sign. That's always been intentional. Not so that I can sneak off into the sunset anytime I want, but because I truly want this to be a church that's made up of a body of people and not revolving around a personality. I realize that I have a role and a responsibility, and I'll try and be obedient to that. But the power of this church is always going to be in the power of the people who attend here. If you find yourself walking in the Spirit, we will find ourselves moving heaven and earth on this little piece of ground that God has blessed us with. But let me tell you this, everything we do must begin in prayer. Prayer is an acknowledgement that He is sovereign, that He is Lord. Because Dan Berger's got all kinds of ideas, but the Lord will say to me, my ways are above your ways. As far as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways above your ways. Yeah, I know, Lord. And so I can have all these ideas and all these, and I see it among our leadership, I see it among our board, I see it in my own wife as her heart is stirred for the possibilities of what we could do. I think this church is primed right now. We want to believe in something right now. We want to be challenged. We want to move forward. Whether it's that or not, I think that the Lord is moving us to that place. So, could we kind of close out our service with worship and prayer? And individually, if you just kind of find that place and begin to just lift your heart before the Lord. And what we're asking for is the Lord's perfect will in our situation that we're going to be facing. I will probably find out Monday as to whether they've accepted that offer and to what that looks like. And when we meet next Sunday at 1 o'clock, we actually have video footage of the inside of the building, so we can kind of give you a virtual tour if you're interested. If you are not a member, a legal member, you're welcome to come, okay? You are welcome to come. You're welcome to come because if you feel like God has called you to this place, then come and see what it looks like and experience. The issue is you don't have a legal vote. That's part of the deal. That's the way it works. Okay? Father, I'm just absolutely humbled before you. My heart is weak sometimes because I find myself just saying it. I can't believe the things that you have done. And I know that that sounds like a statement of faithlessness. But it's the fact that you have chosen to use me because I feel so unworthy. I feel like there's nothing that I have really done to earn your love or your respect. And but I look at these amazing people that you have surrounded Sue and I with, from our staff to our board to this congregation, and those fresh and new that you have brought into this body of people. And it's just spectacular the way that you have enveloped us with not only your love, but the love of these people and their care for us. And we just thank you for the invitation you've given us to be part of this amazing church. And as long as you allow us to stay here, we will work really hard to stay diligent about the Master's business. Not doing our own will, but doing the will of the Father is what our heart's desires are. We ask for forgiveness, Lord, for getting in the way sometime. But I ask that you would stir something fresh and new in this church, and that you would stir it up in our hearts, and we would believe for something that truly is beyond our capabilities. You said, without faith, it's impossible to please you. And so everything that we do must be founded in that beautiful faith. I'm asking that you would move our hearts by the Spirit in prayer this week, and that we would offer ourselves in fasting, that we will choose sacrifice, a meal, or something that it draws our heart's attention towards you, that we would find ourselves committed as a body. And though we are separated by space, we are separated by time, we are not separated by spirit, and that we would join as one in this call that we have to your throne, Lord, and ask that you would give us that holy invitation to walk and to march and to serve and to love and to build and to disciple, to win those for Jesus Christ's sake. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.